Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, John Moore, the almost but not quite new CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry in Tyler, actually East Texas, covering six counties. Good morning, John. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, John. It's good to see you again and I'm very grateful that you have us on the program. Thank you.
Keep in mind that John and I go back a long way, worked in radio together for a couple of years. We've crossed paths numerous times, different radio stations, different nonprofits that you've been involved with over the years. Other organizations. So if we sound like a couple of old buddies just passing the time of day, I think that's exactly what we are.
It might be because we are, yes.
Yeah, don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. John, a little bit about you first, kind of a capsule thumbnail. We've talked just now a little bit about our past, but your background, we know that you write a column in the newspaper every Sunday, but a little bit about you, what brought you to Meals on Wheels?
Well, volunteering is actually what brought me to Meals on Wheels. My family has a 40-year connection. My mother-in-law, who's 91 years old and lives in Ponca City, Oklahoma, was one of the head people at the Meals on Wheels in Ponca City for 35 years. And as she got older and could no longer do that job, she became a client. And part of what we do at Meals on Wheels is we're more than just a meal. We don't just deliver a meal. We do well check visits. And Meals on Wheels is the reason that my mother-in-law at 91 is able to stay in her own home. Mm-hmm. And most people want to keep their dignity and not have to go live somewhere else or live with a caretaker. They want to be able to stay in their own house. And Meals on Wheels has meant a lot to us as a family because of what they've done for my mother-in-law. But over the last four decades, we have basically written checks to support the organization both in Tyler and in Ponca City. But I had not really ever done anything beyond just give money. And so having been part of several 501c3s or charities in the Tyler area over the last 30 plus years, I had some time on my hands and decided that I would go volunteer at Meals on Wheels. And shortly after that, they had a change in leadership and I was approached by the board and asked if I'd be interested. Prior to that, I had a long career along with you in the broadcasting business. I was a reporter, my degree's in journalism. But other jobs I've had, I have worked at the Blood Bank, which is another charitable organization. I also have served at what is now Christus. I worked for the state of Texas in the UT system. And I was, most recently, I was a senior policy advisor at the Texas House of Representatives. And while I was still doing that job, I was approached to take this job. So that's the short version.
Okay. Meals on Wheels started in 1973, been going a long time. Meals on Wheels has been featured on this show a number of times. And let's be honest, it's been in the media, fairly well publicized, not going to dwell on it. But the agency went through a bit of a rough patch there for a while, not uncommon with nonprofits or other organizations. And it just happened that there were some issues and problems that came up for a while with Meals on Wheels. Rather than dwelling on that, we want to focus on how you've continued to follow the Meals on Wheels mission and some of the things that you've done and experiences that you've had in your 4.5 months as CEO of Meals on Wheels. Everything's going smoothly now, I understand, for starters. Yeah.
Well, thanks. Yes, thanks. We did have a bump in the road a couple of months back, but fortunately, we've got the volunteers are growing. We've got fundraising going on. We've got money coming in, but most importantly, the meals are going out every day. Last year, we served over 307,000 meals. We are a lot of people don't know this, but we are one of the largest Meals on Wheels in the United States. Meals on Wheels dates back to post-World War II in Great Britain, and it migrated to the States in about 1950 in your neck of the woods up in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
And it grew from there. Ours opened in 1973 here in Tyler, and so we are approaching our 50th birthday. But your question, you know, what have I learned? Well, I've learned it takes a lot to make sure that when we come in at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I say we, I don't because I don't work in the kitchen, but those who come in at 4 o'clock in the morning to start preparing the meals, which we prepare the menus weeks and months out, they know exactly what they're going to make. And between 4 o'clock in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon, we go from the meals not being started at all to being delivered. So when you think about what it takes and the kind of teamwork it takes to start at 4 in the morning and be done by 1:30 in the afternoon. It's pretty incredible. So everything that goes on behind the scenes is a pretty well-oiled machine. We have had a lot of new faces in the organization. One of the things that I did when I got there was bring in a CPA to make sure that we were following all that we were supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. as far as the bookkeeping and all the things that you do when you are being funded the way that we are funded. But I've learned a lot in the 4 months. It's not my first foray into working for a charity, but it's certainly certainly my first opportunity to serve as CEO. And it's been exciting. Anytime that you can grow an organization and see, you know, a ministry like ours make the difference that it has, it's rewarding.
Okay. May want to come back to some of that later in the show, depending on time and the myriad of other topics that we're going to be covering today. But I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. We're talking to John Moore, the CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry in Tyler. Contact information, you can give him a call at 903-593-7385. They're at 3001 Robertson Road in West Tyler, not far from the TJC West Campus and from one of my favorite eateries, Ruby's Barbecue, and also right next to the East Texas Food Bank, which I've always thought was quite appropriate. Website is mealsonwheelsetx.org. For now, let's get back to basics. You started in 1973, so you're coming up on your 50th anniversary within the next few years, now serving, as you mentioned, over 307,000 people on what, an annual basis? Is that?
Well, it's 307,000 meals.
307,000 meals.
We serve between 2,000 and 3,000 people a day.
Uh-huh.
We serve a hot meal Monday through Thursday, and then on Thursday we provide either a frozen meal or a shelf-ready meal so that they can have that on Friday. So we provide 5 meals per week, and most of our clients are over 60 years old because mm-hmm. on our funding, most of our funding comes from the Area Agency on Aging, and those are the guidelines, is you have to be at least 60 years old. And then the parameters for who qualifies change after that. We also have Health and Human Services provides funding and other funding sources, each with a little bit different criteria of who is a candidate. We also offer a cash pay option. So if people want to pay cash for a meal and have it delivered, that's something that we do as well. Our website, mealsonwheelsetx.org, would have all that information, be the best mm-hmm. source to look it up. Because we get that a lot. Early this morning, I got a question sent to me by email, and it was, what do you have to do to be a client? Well, it depends. So I would just say, read up on the internet, and if internet's not your thing, you can call us.
Okay. And that number, 903-593-7385, by the way. Talking to John Moore with Meals on Wheels Ministry of East Texas, I'm John Sims. You primarily serve those over 60, and your targets are people, seniors and disabled people who are basically homebound or who at least have issues and challenges getting out of the house and having access to the kinds of meals that you provide them on a regular basis.
Absolutely correct. As I mentioned earlier, my mother-in-law is a prime example. If she did not have Meals on Wheels, she could not live in her home. I went out shortly after I took this position and delivered meals. I wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to see what people thought about the organization, hear what they had to say, answer any questions. And so I went out and delivered. Told him that I was the new guy, asked him what can I do to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
One lady in particular that I delivered to, and this will kind of give you an idea of some of the people that we serve in the situation that they're in. She said to me, you guys are about the only people I ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I guess do you have any children? Yes, I do. I said, how far away do they live? She said, they live here in town.
Hmm.
And when you think about that, you never know a person's personal situation.
Yeah.
There can be family estrangement. There can be distance where, like in my family's case, my mother-in-law lives in northern Oklahoma, so we can't go up there all the time.
Right.
But there is a lot of isolation, and it's been proven over and over that people who are isolated from other people and don't get a lot of human contact, they don't stay healthy.
Right.
And the well-check visit part of what Meals on Wheels does saves taxpayers I'm sure, billions of dollars every year. Because if people can't stay in their own home, they have to either go into a nursing home or an assisted care facility. And many times they can't afford to pay for that. And so the taxpayers do. So we're helping people keep their dignity. They are a friend. They consider us friends. We consider them friends. Sometimes we're, as that lady said, we're the only people that she sees almost. But it makes such a huge difference on a human level. It, to me, it's almost as important to have that well check visit as it is the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing we ran across a few years ago, I'm sure you know Gail Helm with Pets for People.
Yeah, she's been on this show more times than I can count.
Yeah, well, we have a partnership with them, and I actually used to serve on her board.
Uh-huh.
But what Meals on Wheels discovered a few years ago is that people who had pets, our clients who had pets, they didn't have the money to buy pet food. And so they were feeding the food that we were bringing to them, to their pets, and they weren't eating. So we partnered with Gail, and Gail's organization provides us the cat food and the dog food that we need. And if we have a client on the list that needs pet food, we also provide that. We find out how big the dog is, how much they eat. And so there's partnerships like that that we already have, but other partnerships like that that I'm trying to seek out.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has any ideas, I'm always open to those.
You bet. And we'll tell you in a minute how you can get in touch with John. We'll mention the contact information several times during the show, as we typically do. And we've had stories. I know that I've been told stories by other Meals on Wheels folks in the past about life-saving incidents. A Meals on Wheels delivery person showing up, and a person might be having some kind of a crisis, maybe even a heart attack or something. And the Meals on Wheels delivery person calls 911, and you have literally saved someone's life. So I don't know how many stories there are out there like that, but more than a few.
There are a number of them. I don't have an exact number, but I do know from conversations I've had with volunteers, there have been incidents where they discovered someone on the floor having a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
They've discovered people having heart attacks, people who have fallen and been lying on the floor for, you know, quite a while, and they were able to get help for them, stay with them until they get there. That's why the well check visit is so important, because a lot of folks aren't able to walk very well, if at all, and you can quickly, if you're older, you know, an incident can happen, and if you're unable to get to the phone, or you don't have Life Alert or one of those services, that's why the well check visits are so important.
Visiting with John Moore this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims. John, the CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry, based in Tyler, serving six East Texas counties. You started up in mid-June, so it's been about 4.5 months now. And as you have been telling us for the last 13 minutes and 3 seconds, things are going well, and we're going to continue to learn more about Meals on Wheels as we go forward this morning. Income parameters that must be met, set by government guidelines. I wanted to touch on that briefly. Again, we're going to refer folks to that website, MealsOnWheelsETX.org. Do you qualify? How do you find out if you qualify? That's the best source of information right there. You're located at 3001 Robertson Road in Tyler, near the TJC West Campus and next door to the food bank. The phone number is 903-593-7385 if you want more information at any kind. Now, you do provide 5 meals a week, and you're delivering Monday through Thursday. Break that down for us again. I think you said Thursday a frozen or shelf-ready meal is delivered for Friday?
Correct. We deliver a hot meal Monday through Thursday, and then something that they can have ready to eat the next day for Friday.
Oh, okay.
It's been that way for a number of years.
All righty. And let's get over to volunteers. And this is something we always talk about, volunteers and how you can make other donations or be involved with Meals on Wheels or any agency we have on the air during the course of In Focus. You couldn't provide this program without the almost 300 volunteers in the six counties that you serve. And I know that when you started, and we had it on the news, actually, one of your priorities was volunteer recruitment. How's that going right now?
It's actually going really well. Of course, we have 22 locations, and so we're constantly needing new volunteers as people age or move out of town. We have to seek new volunteers, but in, I would say, late June, we started seeing our volunteer numbers spike back up.
Mm-hmm.
We also noticed the same thing with donations. I think anytime people see an organization is making a turnaround, they are happy to get back on board and be a part of it, and that's what we've seen. The thing about volunteers and this, any, if you talk to anyone with any charitable organization, they will tell you the same thing. Without volunteers, you could not operate.
That is all we hear. It's something we hear on practically every show that we do here on In Focus.
Oh, and yeah. Most volunteers, like my family, have a reason that they volunteer with a specific organization.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Pets for People, for example. You know, I'm a pet lover, and I've had pets all my life, and so I was interested in that. When I was with the blood bank, I had been a blood donor since I was 16 years old.
Uh-huh.
Well, with Meals on Wheels, my family had, you know, the four-decade connection, and so I began volunteering. And what I discovered when I started talking with the other volunteers was they all had a Meals on Wheels reason for being involved. I mentioned this earlier, whether it was a parent or a grandparent. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. the chairman of our board, John Janung, the reason that he wanted to get involved is his father, after he retired, wanted something to do, and he began riding with his dad when his dad would go out and deliver meals. Joe Denson is one of our board members. He used to own Denson uh-huh. Construction, and his father was big involved in Meals on Wheels. And so without the volunteers, we would have to pay someone to do the delivery of the meals and the well check visits. And with the way reimbursement works, the numbers just wouldn't crunch correctly. You've got a little over half of what a meal costs for us to deliver, which is a little over $8 out the door. Our reimbursement ranges from 4-something to 5-something
uh-huh.
in funding. So we have to make up that difference. Well, one of the ways that we can help defray cost is through having more volunteers. And so when I came on board, I had, you know, a number of goals, and one of them was education, which we're doing right now thanks to you and your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
One of the others was to grow the volunteers and consequently get more funding. So you'll hear that from the same thing from any
sure.
charity, is those things are just absolutely necessary. But even if you don't have a family connection to Meals on Wheels, I would encourage you to come in and volunteer. Maybe driving and volunteering to go out and deliver meals isn't your thing, but you could certainly come in the mornings and help us sort the pudding and the
okay.
sandwiches, and, you know, help us put everything in the right place and stack the milk, or whatever it is you're comfortable doing. There are people, you know, I was one of them for a long time, if my involvement was limited to sending a check every now and then. And certainly if that's what your heart leads you to do, is to give financially, you can do it that way as well. That's,
you can do it online. There's a donation button on your website.
Yeah, you can do it online. That the internet has become a very handy way for people to
yeah.
make donations. You're
okay.
absolutely correct.
John Moore, CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry, based in Tyler, serving East Texas counties, a total of 6 East Texas counties at 22 sites. Our guest this morning on In Focus, I'm John Sims, and we've already told people how to donate. If you want to volunteer and don't know how, I guess you just call that number, 903-593-7385. I'm sure you have an online contact form of some kind that folks can use as well. And I believe you do have a volunteer coordinator. Should they ask for her specifically? Will that expedite the process?
I think that's a smart idea, John. Her name is Donna. Donna Anderson is our volunteer coordinator, and she is very good at what she does. She reminds me, if you've ever been to the circus, and that the person that's out there with the 10 sticks and the plates are at the top of the sticks and they keep the plates
yeah,
spinning.
That person.
And,
yeah.
none of the plates ever fall and break. That's kind of Donna, because she'll come in the mornings and the phone will start ringing and someone will say, I don't feel well today, or something's come up, I've got to go check on my child, or, and so then she has to call another volunteer, but she always seems to pull it off. We have enough volunteers who are willing to pinch hit, and that's another type of volunteer that we have. I'm glad that we went this direction in the conversation. We have volunteers who are simply backup. Call
mm-hmm.
me if you need me.
Right.
I will be your backup.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that's a great option for volunteers. But yes, Donna would be the one to call, And the number is 903-593-7385.
Okay. Talking to John Moore with Meals on Wheels in East Texas. Don't know if we've actually stated your mission, and I think this is a good time to do that, just to kind of pull everything together. Your mission, as stated on your website, is to deliver nutritious meals, safety checks, and other services that enable seniors and disabled citizens to remain in their own homes. That is it in a nutshell. A lot more on that website, and we do encourage you to check it out, MealsOnWheelsETX.org. You're based in Tyler. Your kitchen is in Tyler. All your meals are prepared in-house in the kitchen on Robertson Road, correct?
Yes, they are. I never saw the original Meals on Wheels location. I didn't move to Tyler until about 12 years after the organization was founded. Mm-hmm. But I'm told we had some very humble beginnings. I was fortunate enough a few weeks back to meet the original chairman of the board, a man named Reverend Ziegler, who now lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I'll be darned.
And he was from a local church, and he served as chairman. And he said the very first meal that was delivered under the Meals on Wheels flag was from Wyatt's Cafeteria.
Yeah, and I think that's even mentioned on your website.
Yeah.
There's a little history section called History, Mission, and Affiliations right there at the top.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So we do have a long history, and we have a lot of volunteers that come from churches. We have volunteers that come from Rotary clubs. I know that your boss is big in Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
We have another section of folks that come from businesses. I know the Tyler Museum of Art sends people out to volunteer and to deliver, the Genesis Group, First Eyes. So it's not just individuals who come out. We have a lot of students, a lot of college students. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, I had goals that I announced when I came on board, and one is education. Well, I think educating those who are currently being educated is a great place to start. If you can start with the young people and teach them that this is part of what it's really kind of required to be a good citizen is to give back, then if you can get them when they're young, then they will do it as long as they can. And a lifetime of volunteerism, I've heard this over and over, and I know this from personal experience. Volunteers always say, I always get way more out of it than the clients do.
Hmm.
And the feeling of knowing that you just made someone happy, you took them something hot to eat, and they consider you a friend. Well, if you can teach that to a young person, then they're going to in turn teach that to their children, hopefully, and so forth down the line. So I want to reach out to the schools. Obviously, they need to be old enough to do this, to drive and so forth. But I see a lot of opportunity to partner with some of the local universities as well as some of the schools, scouting. There's a lot of organizations, I think, that opportunity is just out there waiting.
Okay. We mentioned that you serve six counties, and we'll name them right now. Smith, Van Zandt, Wood, Upshur, Henderson, and Gregg. And I'll repeat it because it's the first time we've actually mentioned them today. Smith, Van Zandt, Wood, Upshur, Henderson, and Gregg. If you live in one of those six counties, you are in the service area for Meals on Wheels Ministry based in Tyler. You have 22 sites across those six counties. And 17 are congregate sites. That's an interesting concept. You tell us it allows people to meet, enjoy other people's company, and engage in group activities. Kind of gets them out of the house for a while.
It does. Think about, you know, 50, 60 years ago when you had the local gathering place, right?
Sure, yeah.
Think about the coffee shop. The older guys in the community would sit down and drink coffee together. I'm sure that still happens in some communities. But there was a time when we didn't have cell phones and all of those things, and we actually sat down and we talked to each other and we did things together. That's the purpose of the congregant sites, and it gives people an opportunity to come enjoy the meal rather than us take it to their house. If they're able to get out, they can go to the congregant site and sit together and congregate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea behind it. There's a lot of activity that goes on there. They can choose to play dominoes or put together jigsaw puzzles or just converse. I mean, it's limitless, but we have locations throughout the region, and pardon me, we certainly encourage people to participate in Meals on Wheels that way if they can. And that's another place that someone could volunteer if they wanted to volunteer at a congregant site.
Very good.
Check our website,
Sure thing. Now, you start, you mentioned earlier, at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when you begin preparing the meals. It's a long day for the folks that come and work for you. Deliver between 2,000 and 3,000 meals each day. Each meal costs over $8 to prepare and deliver. Just a few facts and figures that we're tossing out here to give people a better, kind of give them a broader perspective on who you are and what you do. And by the way, you are John Moore. You probably already knew that. CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, in case you happen to tune in a little bit late this morning. One of the things on your website that I think can cut right to the chase for a lot of people, and it's becoming more and more popular, FAQs, frequently asked questions. If John and I talk about anything today and you just go, what was that all about? How can I find out more about it? Maybe you can get the answers on that FAQ page, which is on your website, along with a lot of other information that I'm sure you're going to find very, very useful if you want to learn more about Meals on Wheels. You can, just to kind of recap, you can volunteer, you can donate financially, not just money. You take vehicles, just as an example, donate a new or gently used vehicle. But the direction I want to go in right now is the aging population. And we really, none of us is getting any younger in the baby boomer generation that both you and I are members of.
I was going to say, we're looking right at each other on that one.
Yeah. That's really going to kind of it's not exactly going to change your tune, because you've known about this, and a lot of us that are concerned with this issue have known about it for a good while. But how is Meals on Wheels Ministry in East Texas dealing with the fact that we do have that aging population?
Well, we are trying as fast as we can to respond to the request for new clients. We do have, there's somebody new turning 60 every single day. And if you look at the numbers of children who were born post-war through 1964, which is what the baby boomer generation is considered, 1946 to 1964, you and I fall into that category, and there were a whole lot of kids born between those years. And we are all now getting to that point in life where we are ready to collect Social Security, Medicare, and some of us, unfortunately, aren't going to be as mobile as we used to be. And so how are we preparing for that? Well, we are working toward our 50th anniversary, which comes up in 2023, and we are going to be doing some significant fundraising efforts. You mentioned cars. One of the things people can do to help us prepare for that is to either, if you want to purchase vehicles, which we've had people just purchase and donate new vehicles, or gently used vehicles if you want to donate them, what we're looking for now are really fuel-efficient cars. Our fuel bill every month is between $9,000 and $10,000. And, John, that is at $2 gas. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if gas goes back up to what we saw a few years ago at $4 a gallon, we are going to be in a world of hurt, along with every other organization that has to use vehicles. We have 55 vehicles. And so at the moment, we're trying to rebuild our fleet. So we had an instance shortly after, almost, I think, 2 weeks after I came on board. I got a call from a board member and said, we have someone that I know who has had to go into assisted care, and they can't drive any longer, and they have a vehicle that's 2 years old. And so we were able to acquire that vehicle. Things like that are very helpful. Sometimes you find yourself, you buy a vehicle and you think you like it and you didn't. Well, if you're financially able and you'd rather donate it to us for a tax write-off instead of trading it in, consider that too. But one of the things we're doing to prepare for the growing number is trying to build a fleet of vehicles, and we're going to need a whole lot more than 55 in the next 3 years, that are very reliable, very fuel efficient, and can hold a capacity that we have to be able to deliver the number of meals we send out every day.
Okay. Educating the public, as you mentioned, and I appreciate the compliment. We're helping do that right now, and we're glad to help. How's that going? Do you feel that people are, over the last 4.5 months that you've been at the top of the chain, learning more about Meals on Wheels and becoming more engaged?
You know, I will say this. We did get some publicity a few months back. If anything, what that did was draw people's attention to us, and it gave us an opportunity to help educate and let people better understand exactly what we do. So I've always said there's always opportunity regardless of what's going on, and so we've tried to take advantage of that. I do think that the public has more top-of-mind awareness about Meals on Wheels than they did 6 months ago, 7 months ago. So very happy to have the opportunity to be on your show today. You've been a big help in that area. Thank you.
You bet. And we are just about out of time, but we'll wrap it up real quickly here. I'm talking to John Moore, CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry, based in Tyler, serving six East Texas counties. And just it's been a great opportunity for me to get caught up on what you're doing, John. So we certainly do appreciate your coming in, and certainly stay in touch with us.
Thanks for having us. Love your radio station.
You bet. Thanks. John Moore, CEO of Meals on Wheels Ministry, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.